wonderful Monday morning. How can you be in such a good mood? Because it's Monday.
And it's fall. It's nice weather outside today.
Mm-hmm.
What a great weekend of weather as well. I mean, it was perfect all weekend long.
Oh, you better believe it, baby. You better believe it, man. Got Josh Klingler on the show today. Got Josh Vernier on the show today. Got DJ on the show today to react to that horrible Chiefs game on Friday night. If you still remember, that game happened Friday at 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
And then you had a barn burner of a college football game on Saturday. You had Sunday's slate, which was the NFL back in a just beautiful way.
Yep.
A wonderful game last night between the Bills and Ravens.
It's up for a game winning field goal. 2 yards, Prater made it, and the Bills open their final season in this stadium with a stunning comeback win.
But according to quarterback one in Buffalo, not everybody got to see that.
Our team didn't quit. I mean, I think there's people that left the stadium. That's okay. We'll be fine, but have some faith next time.
Wow. I mean, like calling out your own fans in the first game of the season is like, not exactly the way to get fans there, Josh.
40-25 with 3:59 left.
That's when I tapped out. Okay. Not going to lie. I went to bed. I'm not staying up for that. You know, I get up at 3:45, 4 o'clock in the morning. It's a 15-point lead with 3 minutes to go. I flipped it off. My wife goes, why are you turning that game off? I go, it's 40-25.
I was laying in bed. I was fading fast. And then I kind of wake up because I hear Tirico do that. And I'm like, oh, my God, they came back and won. Because I remember watching the James Cook play. And I saw that play happen. And I'm like, okay, they're making some noise. Because, you know, somebody told us that Baltimore's defense might be the second best unit in the game.
Yeah.
But what do we know?
We don't know anything. Week one tells you literally nothing. It creates your mind full of lies, deceit, and misinformation. We don't know what to react. We don't know what to say about all those games that took place yesterday. Because you look at Buffalo winning 41-40, you're like, ooh, got to win. And you're like, they gave up 40 and still won a football game. I mean, my goodness, they gave up 40 yesterday and still had an opportunity and won a football game yesterday. So I don't know what it tells you about the NFL in week one, man. It's so bizarre. There's so many overreactions that we can have, you know, to week one and to that game in general last night.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the Baltimore Ravens in this game, because, like, we say that week one, you know, you can't define your season in week one, right? Detroit lost, Chiefs lost,
right.
Ravens lose. And
Browns lost.
Well, that's par for the course, right? Like, that's just kind of how that happens.
Well, how they lost, too, is so Browns.
They cut their veteran kicker in camp to have this rookie come in.
And he missed two.
I mean,
brutal. And they lost by a point.
And the two interceptions Flacco throws are, like, you know, glitchy plays that you watch on Madden where you're like, there's no way that guy picks that in real life. You're like, well, have you ever watched the Browns and Joe Flacco play football? I'll show you that is actually an accurate interception.
That's right,
so,
yeah.
Props to Cincinnati, man. You know, there'll be a lot of hate that they won and how they won.
Yeah.
But let's go back in time and remember when we were all those Chiefs fans going, yeah, they blocked a field goal. They did this. They did that. They still won.
They still won.
They still win.
Yep.
They're 1-0. That's an insanely fast start for Cincinnati. I don't know how many times or how much you were invested into that game yesterday.
Not much, no.
Okay, so red zone, obviously, for me all day on the couch. I didn't move my fat ass once. And I think they said three times in that game that they were covering, just on NFL red zone, fast start for the Bengals, fast start for the Bengals, fast start for the Bengals. I'm like, we get it.
Mm-hmm.
They want to get off to a fast start. That's been the narrative in the preseason.
Yep.
That's been the narrative all day on this game. Not the fastest of starts. Jamar Chase, I don't even know if he showed up to play yesterday, but it didn't matter. They won against the Browns.
Right.
Congrats to them. The Bills, where's our Joe Burrow guy?
Yeah, is he?
Where's our guy that says Joe Burrow is better than Josh Allen? Because that guy that I saw last night in Sunday Night Football.
Josh Allen was brilliant, man.
That's the best quarterback right now in the game.
Yeah, he's playing better than anybody right now. Yep. Through week one, Josh Allen is playing quarterback better than anybody else in the NFL. And that's not a lie. That's a fact.
I would still take Patrick Mahomes.
Absolutely.
Because he tried everything he could in that game to will his team back. It just wasn't enough.
Right.
He ain't got a running back. But we knew that going into this season. They brought the same team back. And how many times do you guys get this text? Boy, this looks just like the Super Bowl loss. Looks like the same team from the Super Bowl loss.
Mm-hmm.
And the first half, it did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously, Travis Kelce running 100 miles an hour and Xavier Worthy. I'm sorry to tell you guys this, but when 250 pounds means 170 pounds at full energy, that ain't a good matchup.
That was not a good matchup. That was a hell of a hit right there. I mean, so bad.
So, yeah, that Josh Allen hater, I'd like to see what your excuse is now.
But Joe Burrow is not the best quarterback in the NFL. And you know, Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in the NFL, the guy you start your franchise with. But the best week one performance and the guy who's going to be at Patrick Mahomes' heels for the rest of eternity right now is Josh Allen. I mean, it was an unbelievable comeback by him and his team yesterday. Really bad by, hey, call out Derrick Henry. Had a nice day running the football. I know the fantasy nerds probably are very excited with his performance. Uh-huh. But for me, Derrick Henry, you stink. You can't have that ball knocked out of your arm as you're trying to ice a game late. Like, you've got, and it wasn't even like it was a big hit or anything like that. It was laziness by Derrick Henry yesterday. And you've got to,
laziness.
The way he was carrying the football, he absolutely even said it after the game. I was lackadaisical.
Lackadaisical is the word I'd use. Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, it was lackadaisical.
Same thing. It's six of one, half a dozen of another. You're a veteran guy. Great. You padded your stats yesterday. You ultimately lost your team the game. You did.
He had a great day.
He was incredible. Padded his stats yesterday. Didn't get a win. When it mattered most.
He was the reason they were up 15.
When it mattered most, what did Derrick Henry do? He put the ball on the ground.
You're right. He should have played defense.
No, I'm not talking about defense. He shouldn't have put the ball on the ground.
But that's what cost that team the game. Yeah. He didn't cost his team 15 points with 4 minutes left
in the
game.
No, he did not, but it didn't help. You've got to hold on to that football, man. You've got to hold on to the football. It goes back to, we always want to blame the guys that we don't love. You know, we'll never blame Patrick or Bobby or Salvi or Travis. You know how it works. That's the way it is, and that's fine. But Derrick Henry yesterday, as a veteran NFL running back that's one of the best, if not the best in the game right now, you've got to hold on to that ball at the end, man. You cannot cough that ball up at the end and not get it done. And the Ravens, as a defense, how do you give up 41 points? I thought they're supposed to be a nasty, nasty defense. Again, that's my impression because it's the Ravens. I think we still think Ray Lewis plays for the Ravens, and even they were talking about it on the broadcast last night, how this is some, you know, nasty defense. And I'm thinking to myself, it's the Ravens. It's a nasty defense. But just because they're the Ravens doesn't always mean they're going to have this nasty defense. And to give up 40 like they did last night to Buffalo, my God. I mean, that doesn't scream nasty defense to me. But again, it's week one. What do we know about week one? Because the Jets look good in week one, you know?
What I know about week one is Spags is washed.
Okay.
The Chiefs are washed.
Okay.
Jared Goff is washed. Jalen Hurts is MVP candidate.
Yeah, that's right. Yes.
Bo Nix is terrible, which he was.
He was awful. He was just disgustingly bad.
But here's the thing, and this is what I always love about the Titans. The Titans are bad everywhere on the field except their front four. That defensive line anchored by Simmons, like, that's a great, it,
does
great
everybody
defensive line.
Have a great defensive line now in the NFL? I feel like everywhere you look in the NFL, like, the Giants have a great defensive line. You mentioned, you know, Tennessee with their defensive line yesterday. Obviously, Denver's got a hell of a defensive line. Pittsburgh is supposed to have, you know, a good defensive line. Again, they gave up 30-some points to the Jets yesterday. But it feels like defensive lines, man, like, everybody's investing in that defensive line. To the Eagles, great defensive line. You know, it's like everybody you turn to and look at has a great defensive line in the NFL right now.
Somebody says Joe Cool looks like Joe Lukewarm. but no, I think you know, obviously we look at the Chiefs game, and I think the number one takeaway is that Xavier Worthy, in my opinion, is done for the season. I think it's just, there's so many similarities to what happened to Hollywood Brown. On the only one that's not similar is how the injury happened. Right. Obviously, Hollywood Brown caught it, fell down, body on top, shoulder hits the ground. Xavier Worthy gets hit by a Mack truck wearing an 87 jersey. But again, everybody asks, you know, like, when it happened, like, oh, he's going to be fine. Like, no, as soon as they take his helmet away, he is done. Mm-hmm. Like, yesterday I was watching the Niners game in the 3 o'clock slate, and George Kittle's off to a hot start. And then all of a sudden they show George Kittle over the sideline. He's got a hat on, no helmet. I go, well, he's done for the day. Rappaport comes out. Schefter comes out about, what, 5 minutes later after that? George Kittle will not return with a hamstring injury. And then Scott Hansen comes on the TV. He's like, George Kittle, not going to return, hamstring injury. Let's go back to football. But again, I think the Xavier Worthy injury was the big story of the game. And we obviously will spend all day diving into that Chiefs game, especially on the other side of this break coming up. But I think the Xavier Worthy thing is the worst. And then the injury announcement comes out. And I had a fun time just going to the garage before I read the comments. Mm-hmm. And the first one is TB Ego. on the announcement of him with his shoulder injury. I can see all the excuses 15's fans will be making soon. I don't know what an excuse is, but yeah, he's hurt. He was your wide receiver one. Your entire game plan is scratched, yep. And I thought Hollywood Brown did a good job.
He did. Almost 100 yards receiving, 10 catches. Did a nice job for the Chiefs on Saturday night, yeah. Or Friday night, I guess it was.
One of the voice of reason tweeted on the Xavier Worthy injury, torn labrum. He will need surgery at some point regardless, and almost all young players have had it done sooner than later, out for season. I agree with that. 100%. I think, at least in my opinion, I don't think we see Xavier Worthy unless this team makes the playoffs. And according to a lot of people in the city, this team ain't a playoff team in one game.
Wait, one game.
Somebody says Bills won the trade. Okay.
What trade? The Worthy trade? Yeah. I don't know about the Bills. I don't
after
remember.
The Chiefs traded
they,
up to get Worthy.
I can't remember.
No,
who
not
did.
That one. I remember the other one, the Kyrie Elam one that they got, but no.
Never heard of him.
No, I don't
exactly.
Know.
That's exactly right.
That's exactly right. No, I've heard the name, but yeah. I couldn't tell
it's
you.
On another team now.
I know Jason Elam more than I know the other Elam, right? It's crazy to think about it. But, I mean, look, you take away the number one wide receiver, and then your number two wide receiver is eliminated, and now all of a sudden you're going with your number three option. I mean, we're back to the same song and dance as where we were, a season ago. It really is.
It's the Chargers,
same thing,
right? You like literally how crazy similarities this is. This we're doing those live Instagram videos, but you think about it. Last year, Rasheed Rice gets hurt. Mm-hmm. How'd he get hurt?
Against the Chargers.
Travis Kelce, Xavier Worthy, Rasheed Rice coming off a great rookie year where he's supposed to step up and be wide receiver one in the next year, gets hurt against the Chargers from his own teammate.
Mm-hmm.
This year, Xavier Worthy, second year, coming off a good rookie year, supposed to be a solid receiver with Rasheed Rice getting out. How does he get hurt? Against the Chargers, friendly fire.
Right.
It's crazy, dude.
It's wild when you think about it. But again, I mean, now it's time for these other guys to step up. We wondered why they were keeping 18 wide receivers around, right? We all thought it was for the Rice obvious suspension that you wanted to have some depth there. But now you really need some depth there at the wide receiver position because you're probably not going to have Xavier Worthy. And even if you do, he's never going to be 100% until probably next season.
Right.
Obviously, you don't have Rasheed Rice until the middle of October right now. Thank goodness Hollywood Brown stepped it up. But, I mean, it's going to have to be a lot of other guys stepping it up for this team to kind of move forward from an offensive standpoint.
One other tweet before we go to break. Put on some muscle, man. Literally just ran into someone and dislocated his shoulder.
Okay. Did you, like that right there just makes me laugh because that is the half drunk football fans sitting around their house on Friday night thinking that, you know, Xavier Worthy doesn't have enough muscle on. He ran right into Travis Kelce, who was running full speed as he was running full speed. It was a head on collision. We're lucky nobody was dead after that thing.
The thing that pissed me off most about that play is that if he doesn't run into Travis Kelce, Xavier Worthy catch that ball and he might have
he probably scores. Yeah. Yeah.
Straight
absolutely.
Up. They ran that crossing pattern just a little too crossing. Yep.